Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Dana Carter, and I'm a Reader's Advisor at the Regional Library in Emporia. Today, I'd like to talk to you about some other services that are available for visually impaired patrons in the state of Kansas. The first one is Home Readers. Home Readers is a not-for-profit service that provides cookbooks, books, magazines, and mail-order catalogs in an accessible format for the blind and visually impaired community. Founded by Kathy Ebley and supported by her husband, Bill, and guide dog, Cricket, catalogs are recorded by professional audio transcribers and available free of charge on a 4-track cassette, MP3s, Daisy books, or digital download. Contact Home Readers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, at 913-893-4000 or at 1-877-814-7323 if you'd like to place an order. Are you waiting to buy a computer because of the price? KABVI, the Kansas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, is a Microsoft-registered refurbisher, and its refurbishment program abides by the guidelines of Microsoft's refurbishing program. The price is $150 for an entire system, which includes the tower, monitor, keyboard, speakers, Windows XP with Microsoft Office 2003 installed, and a free screen reader, NVDA. Demos of accessible technologies such as JAWS, Magic, Window Eyes, or Zoom Text may be available. Contact the KABVI office at 1-800-799-1499. Audio Reader. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, the Audio Reader Network is a reading and information service for blind, visually impaired, and print-disabled individuals in Kansas and western Missouri. They read daily newspapers, magazines, and best-selling books on the air and on the internet 24 hours a day and offer automated newspaper readings by telephone. Services are offered free of charge to anyone in their listening area who is unable to read normal printed material. Contact Audio Reader at 1-800-772-8898. CATCO. CATCO provides financial products to Kansans with disabilities and those with critical health needs in ways that help potential borrowers acquire specialty equipment as cost-effectively as possible. They are a licensed lender in Kansas and operate as a 501c3 not-for-profit organization which, over the last decade, has financed over $13 million worth of specialty equipment, commonly known as assistive technology, for example, scooters, hearing aids, modified vehicles, sensory devices, and home modifications. Contact CATCO at 1-866-465-2826. TAP. The Kansas Telecommunications Access Program, or TAP, is a telecommunications equipment distribution program. The program is funded pursuant to state law through the Kansas Universal Service Fund and is regulated by the Kansas Corporation Commission. The purpose of TAP is to provide specialized equipment to Kansans with disabilities or impairments in order to access basic home telecommunication services. Individuals who have a hearing, vision, speech, cognitive, or mobility disability or impairment or a combination of these disabilities or impairments can apply and receive equipment if the following eligibility requirements are met. Requirements are that they have residency in the state of Kansas, that they have telephone service in the home or residence, they have a disability or impairment in which a specialized telephone would be more helpful, and that they have a household gross income of less than $55,000 per year. $3,000 may be added to this total for each dependent claimed. Contact TAP at 785-234-0200. If you think any of these services would be useful for you or someone you know, give them a call at their direct numbers, or if you'd like that phone number, you can always call the Talking Book office in Emporia at 1-800-362-0699, and we'd be happy to provide you with that number. And now for our latest book review. Have you ever considered what your life would be like if you spent a year eating only locally produced food? In her book, Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life by Barbara Kingsolver, DB64800, Kingsolver's family sets out to do just that, eating only that which they grow themselves or procure from neighborhood farmers, with a very few exceptions. Who really wants to live without coffee? Covering everything from the first asparagus of the season to the strange realities of turkey sex, Kingsolver and family show audiences what it's like to return to the farm and barnyard in modern-day America. moving from Arizona to a farm in southern Appalachia to complete, as she explains, a year in which we made every attempt to feed ourselves animals and vegetables whose provenance we really knew. We tried to wring most of the petroleum out of our food chain, even if that meant giving up some things. Our highest shopping goal was to get our food so close to home we'd know the person who grew it. This book is great for anyone who's interested in where their food comes from and how it grows. Check out a copy of Animal Vegetable Miracle today. And now for some of our latest books. If you're looking for something to go out to you in the mail today, check out the following books. 74282, The Orphan Master's Son by Adam Johnson. North Korea. Pak Jun-do spends his childhood on an orphan slave labor crew, even though his father runs the orphanage. Later, he is placed on kidnap duty, snatching Japanese citizens whose skills are needed. Over time, his assignments grow increasingly dangerous. Violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Bestseller, 2012. 74411. Once Upon a Secret, My Affair with President John F. Kennedy and Its Aftermath, by Mimi Alford. Author relates the 17-month sexual relationship she had at the age of 19 with President John F. Kennedy, describes accepting an unsolicited White House summer internship in 1962 as an inexperienced adolescent and becoming the object of the president's physical desires shortly afterward. Some Descriptions of Sex, bestseller, 2012. 74180, Drawing Conclusions, A Guido Brunetti Mystery by Donna Leon. Venice. Commissario di Polizia Brunetti is summoned to widow Constanza Altavia's modest apartment, where the coroner pronounces the widow dead from a heart attack. But Brunetti has a hunch that there is more to this case and makes inquiries at a home for the elderly where Constanza volunteered. 2011. 74447. The Great Disruption, Why the Climate Crisis Will Bring on the End of Shopping and the Birth of a New World, by Paul Gilding. Former head of Greenpeace examines the state of the environment and argues that the imminent crisis will disrupt our way of living and propel us to replace our addiction to growth with an ethic of sustainability. Offers a 1-degree war plan to achieve the rapid reduction of carbon emissions. 2011. 74252, Rain Shadow Road in the Friday Harbor series, by Lisa Claypas. Artist Lucy is devastated when her boyfriend Kevin leaves her for his new lover, Lucy's younger sister, Alice. To help ingratiate himself to the siblings' parents, Kevin convinces his friend Sam to court Lucy. Explicit Descriptions of Sex, commercial audiobook, 2012. Did you know? Books on BARD are available to download immediately. If you've got a BARD account, you might want to check out one of the following titles. 74194, One Summer, A Shelter Bay Novel, by Joanne Ross. Shelter Bay, Oregon. Veterinarian Charity Tiernan meets photographer Gabriel St. James, a former Marine, at the wedding of one of his friends. The two embark on a casual affair until Gabe realizes that he is in love and wants to stay. Some Violence and Some Explicit Descriptions of Sex, 2011. 74422, DC Dead, Stone Barrington Series, by Stuart Woods. Lawyer Stone Barrington and NYPD Detective Dino Bacchetti investigate the year-old murder of White House Social Secretary Mimi Kendrick, presumably by her husband Brixton, who then committed suicide. But the President and First Lady believe both Mimi and Brixton were victims of a killer. Violence, Strong Language, and Some Descriptions of Sex, 2012. 74307, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, by Susan Cain. Author explores introversion from a cultural point of view, posits that as many as half of Americans are introverts, even as society promotes what she calls the extrovert ideal. Examines the differences between the two personality types. Suggests ways to nurture quiet children. Bestseller, 2012. 74061, Devil's Gate, A Novel from the Numophiles, by Clive Cussler. When a Japanese cargo ship explodes off the coast of West Africa, Kurt Austin and his National Underwater Maritime Agency team fight pirates to rescue the survivors. They discover a magnetic underwater phenomenon and a plot by a Sierra Leone dictator to develop a new weapon. Some Violence, bestseller, 2011. 74047, Catherine the Great, Portrait of a Woman by Robert K. Massey. Biography of the minor German princess who was brought to Russia by Empress Elizabeth and became Catherine the Great, 1729 to 1796. Details her marriage to Peter III and ascendance to the throne. Highlights Catherine's modernization and expansion of the country amid court intrigue and wars. Bestseller, 2011. Thanks for joining us for our most recent podcast. And as always, happy reading.